We'll make a start, and if there's anybody who is running late, then they can easily catch up with us and slot in. There's plenty of space for everybody to spread out. So welcome everybody to tonight's practice, the first class of the term, and now we have a straight run all the way through until the end of July. There's a couple of breaks during this term, but I'll tell you about those as we get closer to them. We're not here for the last week of May, which is the traditional kind of school half-term break. Then there's another week in July where I'm away teaching, where we're not here either. But I'll remind you about those as we get to them. So on this beautiful spring evening, we're actually going to do a little bit of spring cleaning ourselves, because last week I was away, I was on holiday in Scotland, and I'd already decided before I went that I was going to have a digital detox, because I was just aware of how much time I was spending, one, on emails, half of which I get, hi Tanya, half of which I get and I don't even need to respond to, but it just takes so much time, doesn't it, trawling through all of that junk mail that ends up in your inbox every day. And then also how much time I spend on social media looking outside of my own life to see what everybody else is doing. And so I figured that, although as interesting as that is sometimes, I figured that there's a whole load of better ways that I can spend my time. And so last week I just decided, because I was away in Scotland, I would just completely not go on social media, not go on email, not even answer texts, although I did answer a few sneaky texts, but generally speaking I didn't use any kind of social media or digital technology at all last week. And for the first few days it was actually surprisingly irritating how I was. I was like itching to get into my iPad in my bag every time I saw a free Wi-Fi symbol. I was like, oh, I should be signing in right now. But I resisted the temptation, and it felt really good by the end of the week. I was actually surprised how much time I had and how less occupied my mind was with other things outside of, you know, what was important in that moment. And so this week I've decided to carry on my detox in a slightly different way. I'm doing a little green cleanse. I'm just juicing this week because I was feeling really sluggish after the winter season. And notoriously, especially late winter, in the sister science to yoga, it's said that the season of winter is a mix of water and earth. And that becomes the kapha dosha. So there's three different kind of constitutions that we're all made up of, and that everything around us is made up of. And it said that winter is made up of earth and water. So if you think about when you combine those two elements together, it gets pretty sludgy. And that's how I was feeling after the winter season. I was feeling like my digestive system was sluggish. I was feeling like really foggy in my mind. So hence the digital detox. And now just kind of shaking off the kind of stagnant energy around my digestive system and around the fire of my digestive fire around the solar plexus. Really wanted to kind of detox all that out and kind of shake off the winter. So that's kind of where we're going in our practice tonight. We're going to be doing a little bit of internal spring cleaning. Those of you who were with me last term, you'll remember as we were going through the chakras that the third chakra right here in the solar plexus, that was all about our own empowerment and our own self-esteem and our own inner fire. And so we're going to be kind of twisting and turning a little bit tonight and stoking that inner fire to hopefully give us that sense of reigniting and renewal. And everything around us is renewing now. It's actually a very fertile, potent time because you can see everything blossoming and sprouting around us. And so it's time for ourselves to kind of shake off those and cast off those last little bits of sluggishness of winter and emerge into the spring season feeling really revitalized. Now the great thing is that last Thursday took us into a new moon, and it was the new moon of Aries. And Aries is probably the most spontaneous sign of the zodiac. And the Aryan moon, usually as we see the sign Aries, it's depicted by a little ram. And so this Aryan moon literally helps us ram through our fears and hesitations and really gives us a kind of booster and kickstart in motivation to get us ready for this kind of revitalizing season of spring. So as I said, tonight, all about a little bit of internal spring cleaning by twisting and turning a little bit to start to stoke this digestive fire. Now, just before we get into the practice tonight, just one little caveat. So normally when we're twisting, I'm going to ask you to keep your pelvis steady and kind of neutral, and so that you twist from the waist and above. So you actually start to twist into this region of the solar plexus, into this notoriously tight part of the spine, the thoracic. Now there is a caveat to that. My friends who have lower back issues, particularly if it's around here in the SI joint, you know where you have those two little dimples at the bottom of your back? If you know that that area is sensitive for you, then when I'm asking you to keep your pelvis steady, it's okay for you to move your pelvis in the direction that you're twisting to, just so that you don't overstrain the SI region and aggravate any of those niggles down there. Otherwise, if you don't have any sensitivity in your lower back, you're going to aim to keep your pelvis nice and steady all the way through the practice tonight. Okay? So let's start by lying down. So come down, lie on your back, make yourself comfortable there. And as you settle in, you can just take a few moments just to make yourself really comfortable. So the knees can be bent. Especially if your lower back feels sensitive. Feet a bit wider than your hips. Drop the inner knees together to touch. And just let your hands either rest on your body or fall away from the sides of the body. If you draw the stretch of your legs out, that's fine too, as long as there's no pulling in your lower back. But again, have your heels a little wider than your hips. Let your toes just flop out to the sides. As you start to settle, do any last minute adjustments so that your body feels comfortable resting on the floor and that your clothing is comfortable. And then just check in with your lower back. Make sure your lower back is happy. There still should be a slight curvature there, no matter what shape or form you've decided to adopt for this opening part of our practice. And there should also be a nice neutral curve in the upper part of the back and the neck. So we don't want the neck totally flattened out and the throat compacted. We want a nice neutral curve again in the upper part of the neck. So balance out the tip of your chin and your eyebrow center to find that neutrality. And you're welcome to use a pillow, a towel, a blanket to help you do that if you need the extra support there. And then with that balance all along the length of the spine, you can either take a soft gaze or close your eyes completely and just start to take your awareness inwards. So as I was saying about my holiday last week, I was finding that I was spending a lot of my time looking outside of myself. And of course, our yoga practice gives us the perfect opportunity to delete that habit, to take our awareness inwards. And the point of our yoga practice really is to get to know ourselves really well, get to know where all of the cranky parts are, all of the shadow parts, so that we can acknowledge them and maybe then try to rebalance them through our practices. But embracing all parts of ourselves, no matter what we find there, and becoming a witness to those sensitivities and parts of ourself are all part of our practice. So beginning just by witnessing what's going on in your body right now. As you feel in and around your physical body, notice where your attention is being called to. As your body begins to call out for your attention, is it because there's any sensitivity or aches and pains? Or is it because you've had a busy day and it's difficult for the body just to settle into stillness straight away? And there's no need to try and change anything or fix anything. You're just simply observing what is going on in your physical body right now. And then bringing your awareness to your emotions, noticing if there's any particular emotion or thought pattern that you've brought with you into your practice tonight. Perhaps something has been playing on your mind today, or maybe the last few days, and you can't quite seem to shake it off. And once again, there's nothing to repress or hide, just being totally honest to what is in your field right now. And then bringing your awareness to your breath. Breathing in and out through your nostrils, but I'm aware that there's a few coughs and colds around, so if you're a little sinusy, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. But as you breathe, there's no need to try and take big breaths or deep breaths. Just notice the flow of your breath. Notice if it feels nice and easy and smooth, or it feels a little bit jittery or jumpy. And often when our nervous system is slightly imbalanced and we become a little stressed and anxious, that's very much reflected by into the breath. So often when we're stressed or anxious, we start to hold our breath, or our breath has an erratic rhythm where it speeds up a lot. So as we move through our practice tonight, we'll really be paying attention to the breath and trying to keep it in this kind of nice, even, effortless rhythm. So just notice how your breath is to start with. And of course, it may well be a little bit jittery right now if you've had a mad dash to get here. And then we're going to bring our awareness to the solar plexus, this area around the midsection of our trunk, above the navel and below the breastbone. This is the area of Manipura chakra, the energy wheel that really governs our willpower, our self-esteem, our warrior-like qualities. So as we start to breathe now, let's direct our breath right into that midsection of the lungs and the rib cage, and see if we can start to expand around that whole region just by using our breath. Breathing in and feeling the expansion around the whole cylinder, around the solar plexus, and breathing out and feeling that whole area soften and release. Breathing in and expanding. Breathing out and softening. And as you feel into that whole region around the solar plexus, see if you can expand as much in the front, the sides, and the back of the body equally and evenly. Breathing in and breathing out. And just about another 30 seconds or so, breathing in that way, beginning to create space and stoke the inner fire to burn out all of the dross and the stagnant energy that we accumulate during that kapha time of the winter season. So now we start to move into what's called the pitta time. The pitta is the elements of fire and water together. So it's helping to wake us up, make us more fluid and vibrant and ignited. So just breathing, last couple of breaths here, creating that space to begin to ignite our warrior-like energy. And at the end of your next exhalation, let the next inhale help you take a full body stretch along the length of your mat. So you can stretch your arms straight back behind you, stretch one leg out at a time or both legs together. And as you stretch the arms back, really reach through your fingers. Stretch the skin of the palms, the skin of the armpits. Knit your belly and your rib cage back down into the floor so that you feel steady, and stretch out away from that space to the wall behind you and to the center of the room through the soles of your feet. Take one more in-breath, get a little bit bigger in all directions. And then as you exhale, float your arms down to your sides, relax your legs, and you can bend both knees and hug your knees in towards your chest. Give yourself a little rock and roll there as you hug in and massage into the back in a way that feels comfortable for you. And in a moment, we're going to start to stretch out the legs and start to get into the hips a little bit before we start to twist and turn. So you're possibly going to need a yoga strap to do this. So if you haven't got one out, you might just want to roll to the side and grab a yoga strap. And if you don't have one, just raise your hand and I'll come over and bring one over to you. But if you have one, when you have it, you can come back down onto your back with your knees bent and just your yoga strap in reaching distance. Do you need one, Tanya?
Yeah,
don't worry. Is that okay? Don't worry. Here you go. Okay. So let's hug the right knee into the chest. I'm just going to hug that knee in to start with. Keep your upper body nice and relaxed. So keep your collarbone spreading, the outer arm bones resting down back towards the floor rather than curling up. The tip of the chin and the eyebrow center still balanced. Let's start with a few gentle ankle circles. Just mobilizing the ankle joint. Nice, slow, mindful movement. Just paying attention there to where there's popping and cracking and sticky points. And usually, providing there's no pain, the popping and cracking is good. Just a release of the kind of stuck energy and the dryness between the joints. So as we circle in this way, we start to lubricate the joints, spreading the synovial fluid over the joints to make it a little bit more smooth. Let's go the other direction. And notice how it feels going this direction, if it's easier and still as mobile, or maybe not quite as mobile, a little bit more sticky. So just paying attention to the sensations as you find them and move, and knowing that, of course, as we move, things may well shift and change. Bringing your ankle back into neutral, you're going to take your yoga strap now and root it around the base of your toes. And then begin to extend the leg up towards the sky, holding on to either end of your strap in either hand. That's it. Great. There we go. So as your leg stretches up towards the sky, if your leg doesn't go straight when the leg is totally vertical, then bring the thigh bone away from you and start to straighten the leg a little bit more. So I'd rather have the leg straight, but the leg not straight upright, than a bend in the knee and the leg upright, if that makes sense. Great. And then also just check in that your right outer hip hasn't hiked up. That's all right, don't worry, don't apologize. Your right hip hasn't hiked up and your right waistline hasn't shortened. Make sure that the center point of your knee and your toes are pointing directly back to the wall behind you, so your leg isn't turning in or out. And then let your hands hold on quite low down on your strap so you can relax your shoulders and your upper arm bones on the floor. Feel the stretch in the back of your leg. And if you're feeling it, around the back of the knee or the sitting bone, they are the more vulnerable points that are more prone to injury. So back off a little bit. Again, move the thigh bone away from you a little bit if you're feeling it in either of those regions.
Does that feel wonky?
Okay. Good, everybody. So just a couple more breaths here, just allowing those big, thick muscles. There's actually three muscles that make up the hamstrings, so just letting them all stretch a little bit. And then as much as you're pressing up to the sky through the four corners of your foot, big toe mound, baby toe mound, and center of heel, all reaching up, root the thigh down into the earth at the same time. So we're rooting and rising equally. So these are all the qualities of the warrior. We need to be anchored and steady in order to rise up to our highest. At the end of your next exhalation, let's take our yoga strap just into your right hand. Take your left arm open to the left, about shoulder height. Palm can be up or down, whatever feels better in your shoulder. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, drop your left knee open to the left and onto the baby toe side of that foot as the right leg goes out to the right. Beautiful. So we're keeping that balance across the back of the pelvis,
we don't feel as though we're going to topple to either side. Just as much as when we were reaching up to the sky, reach out through the four corners of your right foot. So lengthen from the inner groin to the right inner heel and draw back from the outer heel to the right outer hip. Notice your breath. It's a little bit more challenging. Notice if your breath has got a little jittery or jumpy. If you're finding that, always just ease back a little bit till you can find that easeful quality in your breath again. Let's take an in-breath and bring both legs back to center. Switch hands on your strap, so hold with your left hand. Walk your left foot over to the left edge of your mat. And then take your right hand into your right hip crease, so that your thumb pad is pressing against the top of your thigh and pressing the leg away. Your fingers are wrapping round and taking the flesh down towards the front of your mat. Good, take an in-breath, and as you exhale, drop your left knee inwards towards the midline of your mat as you cross the right leg over about 30 degrees. Great. Keep rolling that outer hip flesh down towards the front of your mat. So you begin to stretch that dense band of connective tissue on the outer hip. Lovely. Again, let's radiate out through the four corners of your right foot. So spread the toes, broaden the balls of the foot. And then equally so, suck the outer thigh back into the hips on you. Let's take an in-breath, bring the leg straight back up. You can walk your left foot back into the midline again. Bend your left knee. Release the leg down towards the floor. You can just let your strap lay across your belly or off to the side. Stretch out both legs for a moment and notice how it feels one side in comparison to the other. If it feels, yes, of course I've been blinded by the sun. If it feels different, and notice the sensations around the lower back too. Then we're going to do exactly that same sequence onto the other side. So you can bend both knees and hug your left knee towards your chest. And as you hug the leg in, broaden your collarbones and then start to circle and mobilize your left ankle. Noticing this side, if it feels more mobile than the other side perhaps, or feels equally as fluid. And then circling the other way a few times. You can keep the right foot on the floor. That's fine. Then taking your yoga strap around the base of your left toes. And we want it more by the toes than by the arch of the foot if possible. Just so we get clearer feedback from the four seams of the leg, back, front, inner, and outer seam. Extend the leg up to the sky, and remember, it's not important for it to go straight up and vertical, particularly if your hamstrings are complaining or you're feeling any big pulling behind the back of the sit bone or the back of the knee. We want to be feeling the stretch in the body of the muscle, so it's okay to move the thigh away from you some and start to straighten the leg out that way. Let the upper body settle. Let your collarbones stay broad. Part your back teeth a little bit. Relax your tongue. No hard edges around the face. And just breathing easily and freely. And then as you start to become aware of the sensations in the hamstrings, perhaps, start to reach up through the four corners of your left foot, so spread the toes open and press up evenly through the inner outer heel, big toe mound, baby toe mound. And at the same time, suck the thigh bone down into the earth. So we're super grounded and rising up from that steadiness. We're going to start to feel in and around the hips now. So let's take the strap just into the left hand. You're going to open your right arm out to the right. That'll act like a little anchor or stabilizer. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, right knee opens to the right as left leg opens to the left. So we keep the balance across the pelvis again, so we don't feel like we're going to topple. So there's no twisting going on in the lower back or into the side body as yet. And once again, being aware that we're rooting and rising. So sucking the thigh into the socket as much as we extend out through that inner leg line and draw back from the outer leg line.
As you next inhale, let's bring both legs back to center. Switch hands on your strap. And you can walk your right foot open to the right edge of your mat. Get your left hand into your left hip crease. Press the thumb pad and the top of the thigh away from you. Wrap the hip flesh down towards the front of your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, drop the right knee inwards as the left leg crosses towards the right, about 30 degrees or so. Bring your left toes up towards the top right corner of your mat as much as you can, and keep wrapping that outer hip flesh down towards the front of your mat. And that way you'll access that very dense band of connective tissue that gets kind of really thick and tight when we're sedentary, when we sit a lot, or when we walk or run or cycle a lot. So for many of us, this area on the outer hip, it is pretty resistant. So giving it a little stretch now. And then as you next inhale, let's bring both legs back to the center. Walk your right foot back into the midline. You can bend your left knee. You can ditch the strap now off to the side. And just take both legs out front again. Stretch them all the way out there. You can bounce them around or give them a roll. Just pay attention to the feelings and sensations in your lower back, in and around your legs. Good, everybody. Let's bend both knees again and bring both knees back into the chest. Give them a little hug in. And once again, you can give your back a little massage by swaying side to side or circling into your back. Whatever feels comfy. Then we're going to keep the head and shoulders down on the floor. We're going to keep the feet off the floor and take the arms out to shoulder height. So airplane wings, arms going straight out, palms face down or up, whatever's more comfy in the shoulder. Let's bring the knees right over the hips now, and the heels come up to knee height. So that if I was looking at you from the side, you kind of have a 90 degree angle from your knees to your hips. So for most of us, we're going to bring our thighs forwards away from the belly. Great. Yeah, that's too much. So feel as though you've got a little magnet between the inner knees and the inner thighs. They don't have to actually touch together, but just feel like they're hugging to the midline a little bit. Press your navel center down into the mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, twist halfway towards the left, keeping the right shoulder down on the floor. So just the knees travel really over to the side. The right hip is probably going to lift up a little bit too. That's it. Inhale, squeeze to the midline, come back to the center. And exhale, go halfway down to your right, keeping the left shoulder anchored. Good. Inhale, hug to the midline, navel to the mat. Exhale, halfway over to the left. The belly draws to the right. Inhale, come back to the center, and exhale, going halfway to the left. That's the right, sorry. Inhale, come back to the center, one more each side. If it feels like it's too much, you can always pop your feet on the floor, have your feet a bit wider than hip distance, a and let the knees just go side to side that way if it feels like that's a little bit more comfortable for you. So we've still got the twist with feet raised or feet on the floor. When you completed that last cycle of two, pop your feet back down onto the floor for a moment. Good. And you can bring the knees straight back towards the chest and hug the knees back in again. Give yourself a little massage around on your back. And then cup one palm onto each kneecap. Drop the knees open to the side. Circle them down and around towards the front of your mat and up together through the midline back to your belly button. So you're making just gentle hip circles. And these circles can be as big or as small as feels good in your hips. Notice how it feels side to side. If one feels a little bit more clunky perhaps than the other. Let's change the direction and see if that affects the mobility through the joints here. Going the other way round a few times. Great. Next time your knees come back to the center, you can hug the knees back in together. And we're going to either, depending on how much energy you've got tonight, if you've got a little bit of juice, you can rock backwards and forwards, use strength and momentum to bring you up to sit, or just roll to one side, press the floor away, and bring yourself around and up. Take your time to come around and up, and then we're gonna meet on all fours. So, if you need extra padding for your knees, take a blanket if you have one, or take your yoga mat and just double it up a little bit. So you've got a bit of cushioning there. And then the toes are tucked under, the knees underneath the hips, the heels of the hands just slightly forwards of the shoulder. Now in a moment, we're gonna take a twist, a threading the needle twist. So some friends, particularly if we're a little tighter on the side body, it might be a long way to take the side of your face and your shoulder down to the floor. So you might wanna grab a yoga block or a blanket, just so that you have something to rest your head on, so you don't feel like you have to go all the way to the floor if you're feeling a little tighter. Great. So let's start by opening our right side. So let's open the right arm open to the right, and we're gonna feed it behind the left wrist and keep coming down until your shoulder and your temple are on the floor or onto your support, onto the block. So let the back of your right hand rest on the floor and the palm will be face up. Reach it over, stretching a little bit more to your left side. And then feel into your pelvis. Now remember what I was saying at the beginning of our practice tonight. So if you know it's just better for you to keep your lower back happy and let your hips go with the flow, then stay where you are. If you know your lower back is generally okay, then try to square your hips. So tap that outer left hip back to the wall behind you. It's probably swung out a little bit. You begin to stretch the heart and the crown of the head forwards. Come up onto your left fingertips like a little spider hand. You're going to walk your spider hand slightly forwards to the front of your mat and then slightly across towards the crown of your head. So your elbow will be pointing up. And then just begin to draw your armpit towards the wall behind you. Good. Really good. Taking one more big breath into your left lung, into this open side. And breathing out fully. Let's walk our left hand back around in front of the face. Take the palm flat, press down into the palm to help yourself come all the way back up, out of the twist, great. You might want to move your little block or cushion to the other side of your mat now as we open the other way.
Let's take the left arm open to the left. Feed it behind the right wrist and come down onto your support or onto the floor. But getting steady on your shoulder, your temple. The back of the hand on the floor, reaching across to the right side. Feel into your pelvis. If it's safe for you to square your hips, then tap that outer right hip back so the hips don't swing out. And we start to take the twist a little bit higher up, away from the hips, into the thoracic spine. Once again, this area of our digestive fire and of the Manipura chakra. Come up onto your right fingertips. Walk the hand forwards, walk it across towards your crown. Draw the armpit back behind you and breathe into your right side body, into your right lung. Extend the heart and the crown forward. So we've got lots of space. Looks like we're trying to revolve the rib cage around the central column of the spine. Great, everybody. At the end of your next exhalation, walk your hand back in front of your face. Press the floor away and bring yourself up and out. And then setting up again on all fours, knees under hips, toes tucked. Let's turn the index fingers to point directly forwards. And as we press the earth away, just check in that the eyes of the elbows aren't traveling beyond the angle of your thumb. So particularly if we're very flexible in the shoulders, we can start to over-rotate. So no further round than the angle of your thumb. Plug shoulders into the back, lift the belly up towards the spine. As you inhale, take the groins back and the heart forwards. As you exhale, round the spine just like a cat. Emptying the neck, bringing the tail under. Inhale, the groins go back, the collarbones broaden. Exhale, empty out and round. Let's just take three more of these gentle cat-cows. Paying attention particularly to what's happening into the back body. Trying to find space between all of the vertebrae. Traveling with the wave of your own breath, so being guided by your rhythm. At the end of your next exhalation, coming back to a neutral spine, so somewhere between those two arcs. We're going to untuck the toes and we're going to walk the hands back towards us and come back to sit on the knees. Now, if this isn't great for your knees, you can try, if you have a block or a blanket, having something between your bum and your heels. That sometimes can lessen the resistance. But if it's just not nice for knees at all, flip your legs out front and sit with the legs out in front of you but wide apart. And we're all going to widen our knees out anyway. So getting the knees nice and wide. You can still have that something underneath your bum. Let's take the hands onto the knees or the thighs. And we're simply going to circle, just like a little Sufi. Just circling around side to side. And trying to stretch your rib cage forwards. Beginning to churn up any of that stuck and stagnant energy. And beginning to really stoke the fire around this energy center of the solar plexus. Let's travel the other direction a few times. Then coming back up to the center, let's take a big in-breath, circle the arms around and up. We're going to take our left hand down to the floor and just lean over to the left. You can soften the elbow a little bit, stretch it further away. Keep the right sit bone anchored down. Take the top armpit and elbow back a little bit. Let's take an in-breath and look up to the sky. Exhale and turn to look down to the earth. A couple more just like that, just oiling the neck. Great. Great. As you next inhale, let's bring ourselves all the way up and go over to the other side. So Stuart, just widen your legs a little bit wider apart and then you won't feel so topply. That's it, perfect. Good, and then just softening into that, and as you inhale, turning to look up, and exhale, turn to look down. So just again, stretching the side body in preparation for our twists. And oiling the neck at the same time. Lovely. As you next inhale, let's come all the way up and out. And let's bring the hands forwards in between the legs. Now we've kind of tuned everything up, stretched everything out. We're going to cleanse everything out with a few lion's breaths. So you can take your hands forwards in between your legs. Now you might just want to be on your fingertips. You can also be on flat palms. Keep your sit bones anchored. If you want to open your shoulders a little bit more and your wrists, you can start to turn your hands out to the side. Maybe they come all the way round to point back towards the groin. So any of those positions is all good. Plug your shoulders down your back. We're going to take an in-breath in a moment, and then as we exhale, we'll stick out the tongue, stretch the eyes up to the sky, and a big roar out of the mouth, really cleansing this whole kind of central energy channel. So take a big breath in, and then let it go. And two more like that. Breathe in, and roar it out. Last one. Perfect. Let's walk the hands back in. And you can, especially if you had the hands going the other way, you could just roly-poly the wrists a little bit just to release your hands. Good. Let's come up to a tall kneeling position. We're going to make our way up to standing. So take your time and come up in a way that feels good for you. So nice and safely. And then once you're upright, standing on your mat with all 10 toes going out directly out ahead of you. We're going to bring the hands onto the hips and eyes steady on a point on the horizon, something that's not moving preferably, and have clear vision because, of course, a focused warrior has a clear vision, but we don't want any hard edges. So kind of smiling eyes, but kind of concentrated and focused. And then we're going to take our right foot in front of our left, over to the left side of your mat. Be on the ball of your right foot and press your shin bones into each other. So it's like a modified tree variation. Bring your tail and pubic bone towards each other. And remember that rooting and rising action we had when we were lying down on our back through our legs. Let's apply the same thing here in standing. So press down into the four corners of your left leg and also suck the thigh bone up so you can feel the front of your thigh toning. Lift the rib cage up away from the top of the pelvis. And then as you inhale, let's circle the arms around and up. And we're going to catch hold of the left wrist with the right hand and turn the left palm to the sky. Let's gently lean across to the right. And breathe there. Good. Take another big breath into the left side body. Inhale, let's come all the way up. As you exhale, release your hands. Let's part the feet and let's go to the other side. So fire up your right foot, spread out into the four corners, and then bring your left leg in front. Bend the knee onto the ball of that foot. Press the shin bones together. Tail and pubic bone draw towards each other. Inhale, the arms come up. Hold right wrist with left hand. Flip right palm to the sky. Lean to the left. Notice if that top elbow and armpit roll forwards. Can you take them back a little bit, finding even more space down your right side body? Inhale, coming up to center, and exhale, release the hands and dab back down by your sides. All 10 toes still going forward. Just gonna whip that tracker on. So all 10 toes still going forward. We're gonna prepare to come into chair pose now. So as you inhale, let's bend the knees so you can touch your fingertips to the floor. And then keep the legs in that position, but bring the arms up, just like you're sitting on the edge of a bar stool. It's not great for shoulders. Just bring your hands down onto your hips. I know there's a few shoulder issues in the class tonight. Rock your hips back though so you can see your toes. And then roll the inner thighs down as you bring your elbows down onto your knees. If elbows is too much, hands on knees is just great too. But let your head rest into your hands if your elbows are there. Take the groins and the thighs in and back, but keep your knees as wide as your inner ankles. And then bringing the arms back up, inhale, coming up. And we're going to take a twist around to the right. So left hand crosses to outer thigh, right hand to sacrum. Notice if your left knee draws forward. See if you can keep the knees even so the twist isn't happening in the pelvis. Inhale to center. And as you exhale, twist the other way. Right hand to the outside of left knee, left hand to sacrum. Keep the knees nice and square. Don't let the knees hug in either. Lovely. Inhale, come back to center. Press into the four corners of both feet. Rise straight up to mountain pose. And exhale, the hands come down. Good, well done. I'm going to show you the next bit because the next bit involves a little balance and an optional twist. And then you can, if you're not looking at me, you can focus on your own balance rather than be swayed by trying to look outside. So in a second, what's going to happen is we're going to stand on one leg and we're going to invite one knee up towards the chest. You can stay right there. That's kind of the first stage. So just being there is just great for centering and balancing and strengthening. To turn it into a twist, you're going to take in my case here, it's the left hand onto my sacrum as I twist to the left. Or if you want a little bit more challenge, circle the left arm up and back and twist open to the left that way. So it's a little bit more fiery. And then we're gonna bring the arm forwards, take both arms up, and step that left leg straight back behind us so we end up in a warrior position, okay? So that's where we're going. So again, clear, steady focus, looking at something that's not moving and making sure you've got room to step back, that there's nothing in your way that you're going to trip over, and you want a really decent step back. So be more at the front of your mat than the back. Eyes steady on a point. Let's ground down through the legs, and we're going to bring our left knee up to us first of all. So let's hug the left knee up towards us, and at the same time, press down into the four corners of your right foot. Lovely. And if that's too much, you could always use a yoga strap around the back of the thigh and come to that first stage that way if that feels better for you tonight. Press the top of your right thigh bone to the wall behind you. Press into the four corners. Take the collarbones wide and the armpits right over the hips as you reach up to the sky through the crown of the head. Some friends now may choose to turn this into a twist. You can either take your left arm forwards, up and back and rainbow it back, or just bring the hand straight back onto your sacrum and twist around to your left. Lovely. And then bringing your left hand forwards, both hands go up to the sky, keep the left leg lifted, and then slowly step back like you're in slow motion. Landing perfectly in Warrior One. Beautiful. Let's release the hands down onto our hips. So we're just going to get even this out a little bit. So you want a nice, good stance. So a good 4 feet or so between your feet if you can. And then you're going to, if you feel a bit wobbly, walk your right foot open to the right a little bit. Bend the right knee, so the knee's over the ankle, knee pointing in the same direction as second, third toe. Let's spiral this back thigh in and back and press down through the outer back heel. Bring tail and pubic bone towards each other. Then as you inhale, take the arms around and up. So we're strong in our legs and our foundation. Proud like a warrior. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, squeeze the elbows out, cactus arms. Inhale, the arms go up. The stance doesn't change though. Exhale to cactus arms. Inhale, draw the front ribs in and back. And exhale. Two more, breathing in and exhale. So once again, we've got this rooting action through the feet as we rise up to our highest. Lovely. Inhale, take the arms all the way up. Straighten the front leg. And then as you exhale, release the hands down. We're going to pivot on our feet all the way around to the left. Okay, so I'm going to change position now. So hopefully you'll be able to follow if you can't directly see me just by looking at the person's back in front of you. So Dawn just spinning around to your left, all 10 toes, that's it. Great. So from here, we're going to take a little mudra. So mudras are just gestures that connect the different energy pathways through the body. So the mudra that we're going to take tonight is called Rudra Mudra. Rudra is another name for Shiva, and Shiva is one of the holy trinity of deities who is also known as the destroyer. So this mudra is designed to kind of clear out, sweep out the pathways, just in this kind of cleansing fashion that we're doing in our spring cleaning tonight. So pretty simple. You're going to bring your ring finger and your index finger towards your thumb pads. So it's just your little finger and middle fingers that are extending. And they don't have to go straight out. They can be a little bit soft. So we're just going to keep that. And we're going to turn our heels in and our toes out. Bend the knees and just check in that your knees are going in the same direction as your toes. Modify your feet rather than your knees. So just adjust the feet if you need to. Great. And then sit down deep into the legs. Bring the elbows up into cactus arms. And try not to let the bowl of your pelvis spill forward. So bring tail and pubic bone towards each other. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, bring your right elbow down towards the inside of your right knee. Bring your left elbow down towards the inside of the left leg. Then lift the right elbow up. And bring the torso all the way around and up. It's like we're going around a little clock. Around to the right, across to the left, up with the right, and up with the left. And let's take one more in that direction. So again, churning and spiraling. Let's change the direction three times the other way. Lovely. Last one. Well done. Coming up to stand, straighten the legs. Let's reach out through the arms like a great big star. So right from your center, from your solar plexus, reach down to the four corners of your feet. Reach up and out through all of your fingertips. Little tendrils of flames coming from your center. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, release the hands down. And let's turn around to the back of the mat. You're going to step your feet together at the back of your mat. So you're facing out from friends to the windows to the wall in front of you. That's it. You're more towards the new front of your mat, which is actually the back of your mat. Unless that's really confusing. Okay, so we're going to do that same sequence again, but of course we're traveling the other way this time. So let's take hands on hips. Get a clear vision on something that's not moving in front of you. Nice and clear and focused and steady. And then this time we're going to bring the right knee up towards the chest. So feel free, some friends, to use a yoga strap around the back of the thigh or hug that leg up. Ground down through the four corners of your left foot and press your left thigh bone back behind you. Tail and pubic bone draw towards each other. Lift your rib cage up, spread your collarbones. Beautiful. And some friends can stay right here. If you want to turn it into a twist, the left hand can come to the sacrum or circle forwards a lot like a big rainbow, twisting yourself open around to... sometimes I've got different legs. So, yeah, simply your right hand back. Thank you, Dawn. So I was looking at somebody who was on the side. Sorry, my fault. So you're twisting to your right. Yeah, so you're twisting towards your lifted leg. Yeah. Good. Lovely.
And then coming back around and bringing both hands back up to the sky. Keep squeezing your right knee up towards your chest. And then take a step back in slow motion through that right leg and land in Warrior One. Beautiful.
Good. Great. And then you can take your hands down onto your hips. And we'll just make sure that that's nice and secure and steady. So you might want to walk your left foot over to the left a little bit to give yourself a bit more room.
And then anchor through the outer right heel. Spin the right inner thigh in and back as you bend your left knee directly over your ankle. See if you can get a bit of a beautiful, beautiful. Bring tail and pubic bone towards each other. Lift your rib cage up away from the top of the pelvis and draw the front ribs back. Inhale, circle the arms up to the sky. And as you exhale, squeeze the elbows down to cactus arms, opening the heart. Inhale, the arms go straight up, the legs don't change. And exhale, cactus arms. And three more, just like that. As you next inhale, reaching the arms up, and as you exhale, turn that, release the hands down to your hips, straighten the front leg, turn all 10 toes around to your left. Good. So you're facing the long edge of your mat again. Hopefully you might be facing me, kind of making this kind of pathway along the side. So stupid, you might just want to swivel around just to face this direction. That's it, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to, this time, in a few moments, we're going to be folding forwards. So if you know already that your hamstrings are a little sensitive tonight, a little resistant, you might want to have your yoga block just in front of you so that you've got something to move towards. So it doesn't feel like you've got to go all the way down to the floor, because for some hamstrings, that's a big ask. Oops, get some extra blocks out of my bed. So popping your block down in front of you and reaching distance if you need to. So from here, let's first of all go back to the side opening after our twisting and turning. Let's spin the heels in and the toes out again. Bend the knees into goddess pose, checking in the knees are traveling the same direction as the toes. And then again, bringing tail and pubic bone towards each other so we don't spill the energy out of the pelvis. Sitting down nice and low if you can. Bring the arms around and up. Inhale. And as you exhale, left hand or forearm down to, left hand or forearm down to your left thigh. Inhale, come up and over. And exhale, right hand or forearm to right thigh. So it's a little side space, a little sway. Breathing into the center. And exhale, leaning left. Inhale, center. And exhale, leaning right. Let's take one more each side. Inhale, center. Straighten the legs, well done. Exhale the hands down to your sides. And let's turn all 10 toes forwards. So we're gonna hinge forwards now. Hinge from the hip creases. My friends with tight hamstrings, it's okay to bend your knees a little bit if you need to on the way down. Hands onto the hip crease. Inhale, and as you exhale, start to hinge forwards there with bent knees or straight legs. Let's take the hands down onto the support or onto the floor. And then as your fingertips help you get steady, have your wrists just underneath your shoulders. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. And then find the four corners of each foot. Hug the inner thighs in towards each other like you're holding a great big beach ball and spiral the inner thighs in and back. Lift the lower belly, stretch the breastbone forwards, lengthen through both the neck and the throat. And then with, if your hands are on the floor, bring your hands a little closer towards each other, maybe even turning the heels of the hands in towards each other. Keep extending the breastbone forwards, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, take your right hand up to the sky with a little twist. Inhale, bring it down to your support or the floor. Exhale, the left hand to the sky, a little twist. Inhale, center. Exhale and twist. Inhale, center. Exhale and twist. We're going to take one more. Either side. Keeping the pelvis steady if you can. Inhale, come back to the center. If your hands are on blocks, just soften the elbows a little bit so you can let your head relax. If your hands are on the floor, you might want to walk your hands back towards your heels a little bit and bring the crown of the head down towards the floor. Lift the shoulders up into the back. Give your head a few yeses and nos. Just letting gravity release any residual tension in the neck and the face. Lovely. And then bending your knees a little bit, hands onto the hips, shoulders on the back, look forwards. Lift the belly up, inhale, coming all the way up, hinging from the hips, the same as we went down. Well done, everyone. Toe heel the feet towards each other. Great. And then you can turn back around to the front of your mat. And we're going to come back down onto the floor now. So take your time, bring yourself down. And you might want to have a yoga blanket or a towel or a skinny block just underneath your seat. And as you have that there, wiggle right to the edge so that your lower back can draw in. So we don't want to sit in a kind of slumpy way and pushing the lower back out. So get the lower back drawing in, legs extended straight out ahead. Let's bring the right knee towards us. The heel just underneath the knee in front of the sitting bone. Let's activate the left leg, just as we've been doing all night. Dig the heel down, and as much as you spread forwards, suck the thigh into the socket. Left hand just directly back behind you. Tented fingers if you can, and a little softness in the elbow so that your shoulder isn't sitting in your ear. Bring your right elbow to the inside of your right knee. Press the elbow and the knee together as you twist open to your left. Turn to look back towards the wall behind you. Soften the gaze. Find an easeful quality in the breath, even with this fairly deep twist. Take an in-breath there. And then as you exhale, let's unwind and unravel back to the center. And we'll switch sides. So the left knee draws in, the right leg is still active. So we're pressing forwards and sucking in at the same time. Left elbow on the inside, right hand behind you. Press the elbow and the knee into each other to create some resistance to help you to spin around. Notice if your left hip slides forwards. If you can, keep it even so once again the twist is happening from the waistline and above. Softness in the face. Feel like you have a piece of string on the crown of your head lifting you up so that the crown of your head is right over your tailbone. Beautiful. Inhale, and as you exhale, let's gently unravel and extend both legs out. You can give them a little roll or a bounce. Come off your support if you are using something. Bend both knees and then slowly lower yourself all the way down onto your back. Once again, if you need that extra support for your head to find the balance between the throat and the back of the neck, then take that there. Keep the knees bent. Take the arms out to shoulder height like aeroplane wings, or last little twist. Lift the hips up away from the floor just a little bit, and then and shift them over to the right a few inches and then lower your hips down. So it'll feel like you're a bit squiffy along your back, but that's all right. Extend your left leg out towards the front of the mat. Dig the heel down, activate that leg, just like we've been doing all night. Hook your right toes behind the back of your left knee. So the kind of knee and the toes will turn in a little bit. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to twist to your left. So roll your right hip over your left and keep your right shoulder down on the floor. You might want to bring your left hand down towards your right thigh and encourage that twist to come over.
We lost you there for a moment, Karina. That feels comfortable for you. Slide the right shoulder down the back. Roll the top of the shoulder back and down. There's little or no daylight underneath that right shoulder blade and armpit.
You can see a little bit of light coming through there.
There we go.
One more big breath into your right lung and just turn your head gently to look across towards your right elbow or fingertips. As you next inhale, let's come all the way back through center. And you can bend the knees, lift the hips and shimmy the hips back into the midline. And then lift the hips up and you're going to go a few inches over to your left. Extend your right leg out long, hook your left toes behind your right knee, arms out at shoulder height, and then start to twist to your right this time. Lovely. And you can use your right hand to help that left knee across the body. And you can turn your gaze over towards your left shoulder, your left fingertips. Breathe into your left lung. Find more space down the side of the body, just simply by breathing. And the great thing about twists is that I always feel a lot taller after I've been twisting. A bit like, you know, when you wring out a dishcloth and you keep wringing it out, it gets longer and longer. I always feel a little bit like that after twisting. Great for decompressing the spine and finding extra space for us to breathe and be more expansive. At the end of your next exhalation, you can release and come back to center. Shuffle your hips back to the midline with the knees bent. And our final little pose before we relax. Let's hug the knees back into the chest. And we're going to tuck up into a tight little C. So if your neck might need a little bit of extra support, take one hand around the back of your head. Take an in-breath, give yourself a bit of a double chin, and as you exhale, lift the head and shoulders off the floor and tuck in as tight as you can. Press the navel down into the floor. And then just like all the seeds sprouting around us, begin to unravel yourself, coming back to where we started with our practice, allowing yourself to come back into Shavasana, into a place where you can rest and absorb the benefits of your practice. If you need an extra layer, you're welcome just to grab whatever you need and make yourself comfortable. The legs can stretch out, or the knees can bend with the feet a bit wider apart than the hips, knees together. Your hands can rest on your body, left hand onto the heart, right hand onto the belly. Or if you feel like you need a little bit more of an energetic boost, then come back to that mudra that we were using earlier. The tip of the ring finger and the index fingers connect with the pad of your thumb. That little Rudra mudra that gives a little bit of a clearing of the pathways through the body so that we can rise to our highest potential. Hands, even in that mudra, can rest on the floor or onto your body. But letting yourself find a position of stillness now. Close the eyes or a soft gaze. Take a big breath in through the nose. And then a nice big sigh out of the mouth. Breathe in through the nose. And empty out through the mouth. And one more like that, breathing in. And exhale, let it go. Then bringing your awareness back into your body, all of the space that we've created through our twisting and turning, literally stoking the fire and burning out the amber, the dross, and beginning to awaken our fire, our warrior energy. And of course, just as we were talking about seeds a few moments ago, that is happening all around us right now. Everything manifesting and sprouting forth. So now we've cleared some space. What qualities do you want to cultivate, or what projects do you want to manifest in this new season of spring? Now is a perfect time to be clear in your intention and offer it to the universe. So maybe you want to embody some of the qualities of the warrior spirit. Fearlessness, clear vision, focus, confidence, all the essence of the Aryan moon as well as the warrior spirit. Or maybe you want to manifest a particular project. Whatever it is, make a simple statement, just one sentence. Nothing too long or complicated, perhaps something like, I am clear and confident. Something that really is personal to you. And then repeat it silently to yourself 3 times with absolute faith and feeling. With our intention set, rest into that knowingness. Rest into your center of strength and joy. Bathe in the light that you've created through your practice. Let go and relax.
deepen your breath now, resisting the urge to move straight away, but instead just really feeling into your body once again. Notice how you feel now in comparison to where you started, physically, emotionally, energetically. As you start to breathe again, breathing into the solar plexus, this place of our fire and warrior energy, our motivational energy to carry us into this new spring season. And you can start to make gentle movements now, wiggle fingers and toes, roll arms and legs, sway the head perhaps, bringing yourself back to wakefulness in a way that feels good in your body. Have a little stretch or a yawn or a sigh. And when you feel ready to, you can gently roll yourself to one side. Bring yourself around and up to sit, bringing your hands back into Rudra Mudra once again. Index and ring finger and thumb pads connecting. The spine erect and tall, the eyes soft, our focus inwards. And just silently repeating your intention to yourself once again. That simple intention and phrase that you just crafted from the space that we've created through our twisting and turning and internal spring cleaning. And let's bring our hands now to the heart in Anjali Mudra prayer position and bow inwards to our heart space, to our inner light, that place of light and strength within the very center of our being, the light that helps to guide us to the next right action, the right path, in the way that's of the benefit for ourselves and all other beings. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.